Taking stock of your exam experience, we are now going to look on how to reflect on how you prepared for your exams, how you wrote, and what you would like to do differently. There are a few questions that we would want you to look at. The first thing is, did I complete the exams?
You also need to look at, where do you think the exam questions came from? Did it come mostly from your study guides, for example, your learning outcomes? Or was it mostly based on the information in your textbooks or even questions from your assignments?
The other important thing is to reflect on your emotional state, especially like the day of the exams or the day before the exams or the month before the exam.
Furthermore, you could also take a look at your emotional state or personal circumstances during the semester or year. As you were preparing for the exams, what was challenging you in terms of really focusing on your studies?
Then you could look at, how were the questions different from those in the study guide, textbook, or assignments?
You also need to reflect on what you think the greatest source of error was on your exam paper. For example, were there careless errors? Did you lack enough time to write the exam? Did you find that you didn't understand all the material fully? Were you uncertain of which method to choose in terms of preparing for the exam or even writing the exam? Did you maybe experience some difficulties in terms of managing your anxiety just before or during the exam?
After doing that, you can then reflect on how can you change your study habits to adjust for the errors that have been made.
You also need to realistically think about, should I have studied more? For example, it is recommended that you spend about 6 to 8 hours per week on a semester module and 3 to 4 hours per week on a year module. Do you think you spent enough time on your studies during the semester?
The other thing you could reflect on is how you approached the work, and also to think, how could you then approach the work differently?
You also need to think about, did you cover all your study material at least once, or did you manage to work through it 2 or 3 times? And related to that would be that you test your knowledge during the semester. For example, that you use the assignment questions or any additional material to test what you know about your subject matter.
You could also reflect on, during the exam, did you check the score per section? How much marks are allocated, and what have you learned, and how did you understood the scoring per each question?
It is also very important to think about how you made notes throughout the semester. What type of notes did you make? What do you think you would be able to do differently if you have to redo this module?
After that, you can then think, do I know what to do differently next time? If I have to write this module or another paper, or what could I implement what I have learned from this module, even if I pass it to other modules in order to improve my marks? You need to write down that plan of action.
This plan of action could, for example, include that you would approach your note making differently, that you would try to work through all the material more than once, that you would attend more discussion classes, or anything else you could think of to help you improve your pass rate for a module.
In ending this reflection, we would want you to also put this note to yourself to say, I know how to turn a failure into a good experience, because that's exactly what you are going to do with this reflection.